This is PHP BB Weekly, episode number 151, recorded live on Saturday, June 12, 2010. FPBA Weekly. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Occasionally, the show that we talk about all of it, the PHP BB bulletin board software, whenever we feel like it. We're starting to feel like that at times, but we're back after a couple of unexpected weeks out, and I don't know why. David knows why. Why were we out?
Because I wasn't here.
Okay. Thank you.
Hey, that's a good reason, right?
Mr. Yeah. Obvious? Yeah, why weren't you here?
I know somebody needs helps with the obvious, but hey, I'm here. I know you can't believe it, but I'm here.
You went to some kind of a conference last week, I think, right?
Actually, a clinic, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's sick?
Clinic. No. Yeah, Chris Cox Horsemanship Clinic. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. Uh-huh. Like it. It was about an hour and a half drive away.
not bad.
But it was really good. It was.
But anyway, PHP BB Weekly is our actual name. We'll try to stick to that for the rest of the summer. It is Saturday, June 12th, 2010. A nice big day. We have episode number 151, our third attempt, but three is a magic number. So we're going to get this show done today, we promise, and we'll have it out. Yay. I'm your co-host, Douglas Bell, from beautiful San Francisco, California.
And from more beautiful Mead, Washington, David Lewis. the weather is beautiful out here. I just have to say that. It's like 65 degrees and nice cool breeze, clear skies, not a cloud in the sky. Nice deep blue sky.
About the same here. I think we're about 10 degrees higher than you.
Yeah.
The low 70s, mid 70s. Yeah, doing pretty well. Had a nice night. Went to the Giants game last night. Giants beat the A's. My brother was an A's fan and I'm a Giants fan, so... We battle the bay. We avoided an earthquake, so we're all happy.
Yeah.
And tell me, David, just out of a curious question, when are we getting the next SCUF news?
Oh, boy, yeah. You're not the only one who has been begging us for another one, so we're going to have to do something. You know, but we are going to record something funny today, so I can't promise that it's a SCUF news report, but it will be very funny.
Oh, you can tack it into a SCUF news report. Although, a fair warning, remember that this fall will be midterm season for the Bernie Mon Senate. So...
Oh, yeah.
The SCUF news will have to start getting back underway then. Even if you just go back to audio only.
Scoffing at the candidates for you.
Exactly. Since 2008, when we made it up out of our heads. Moving on, let's get started on our actual... topics for today. First and foremost, it's been in beta or release candidates since December of 2008, but at long last, AutoMod 1.0.0 has been released, the "we'll release it tomorrow" edition.
Is that the procrastinators edition?
I guess so, but that'd be the name of it, so not bad. I mean, it mainly, they say that it's just mainly, they think there's no more bugs. So we finally have, EasyMod never came close to 1.0.0. So I think that's nice to know that we actually have a stable, officially stable version of a mod installer. But
that would be a first.
That is very big first.
Of course, they had the, what was it? They had, was it? They were in RC, right?
For EasyMod? No, it got...
RC4, yeah. So April 27th was their RC4 release. So, AutoMod, it was pretty stable at that point. So
gave it a month. No more bugs. Maybe a few bugs.
I don't know. They don't have any kind of change set on here.
We saw it at the same time. There's about half a dozen fixes.
One change.
Change for how the UMIL array is generated. So it updates UMIL to the new version. So that's good. forcing line endings, incorrect path error. So we're actually doing pretty nicely here. But now I still need to get a chance to try automods. When I get around to getting this stuff set up for BB Evasion eventually, that might be kind of going on the back seat a bit, because I just got a new website project that I'm actually getting paid for.
So, oh, nice.
Yeah.
Stuff that you get paid for is always good.
Yes. I'm getting a nice hefty thing I got for my student government. They're desperate for a new site, so it's going to be a very complicated WordPress MU site, but I'm going to be getting a good hefty amount for working in that role for the next
year. Oh, good for you.
That's my summertime. That's my new main summertime project. So BB Vasion, I'll try. both are going to be using the multi-site version of WordPress 3.0. So I'm now going to have like three multi-site WordPress sites. So I'm probably just developing one and copy it for the rest.
You're going to get really good at developing WordPress multi-sites.
Exactamundo. I'm so looking forward to WordPress 3.0 coming out. It is really nice.
Good. When will that happen?
Well, it's in its third RC now. They think it's just about ready to release. But it's a really nice setup, and they've merged the multi-user version into the main version. So setting that up is a lot easier now. And there's just some very nice. The new theme is just gorgeous. I think the new default theme for a default theme is just a great theme.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can see it in action on the OSCONvasion page. So, but let's get back to PHBBB Automod. So it's actually has come quite talked about this a lot of times, but it's come quite a long way since EasyMod, something like with a working uninstaller, support for UMIL, support for the full ModX implementation, and I'm sure there's some other nifty features that I'm not familiar with yet because I haven't had a chance to use it, but very soon I'll be using it.
Yeah, you know what's great? The mod team has really gotten their act together as far as really having a good set of tools. Everything from AutoMod to, you know, the ModX, UMIL, ModX generators, what I mean. ModX Creator, yeah. ModX Generator, UMIL, all that stuff. Never before in PHBBB history has the mod team been towed together with everything. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, they have a good old arsenal of tools.
Yeah.
They'll be firing long shots. So we've been witnessing this for quite a while, but really the development of the external tools between the mod team and the support team has been really even outpacing the development of PHBBB itself, to be honest.
Definitely, yes.
Now, if not only we can get the Styles team to get its act together, start releasing some tools of their own.
Now, if the development team could just switch away from the Jira product, then they'd be really good shape.
David, are you going to be throwing tomatoes at Jira for the rest of your life?
It's possible.
It should be interesting. I wonder if anyone using Jira will be at OSCON and we can have a orchestrated debate or something.
Yeah, right.
That'd be interesting. We'll probably have a lot of episodes coming out of OSCON. It depends on how much we want to record.
They might be listening to this go, okay, OSCON, check that as a place not to go. Don't want to be attacked by the PHP people.
Please come. Well, Automod 1.0, I mean, yay, it's out, it's final. It took them a year and a half, but it's great to see final, but there's not really that much new, so most everyone's been using it anyway, because...
Yeah, RC, RC was fully supported and stable, and it worked great. And now this just basically officially says, you know what?
It's stable.
There's no reason not to use it now. So,
go for it.
So go for it. And I like the logo.
So nice logo. Yeah. We'll release tomorrow edition of Automod. Go download it. It should be awesome. Now, this is something that I've been toying with for the past couple of weeks during our absence, and I got to see an earlier version of this. There's now a brand new homepage for phpbb.com. They were rolling it out slowly to a subset of users, but I think it's now gone full out for all users. I guess I'll start with you, David. What do you think of this new homepage?
Well, I like it. I think it's an excellent change-up. It makes it a lot clearer on what, is somebody coming to PHPBB for the first time, what do they want to do? They want to know One of two things. Number one, what is PHPPV? And number two, where do I download it? So, you know, it's that is clear now. You know, you have the download link up in the top right corner. You also have the downloads in the menu. Then you have what is PHPPV, getting started with PHPPV, enhance it, contribute. So you have, I think it's just laid out a whole lot nicer. And there's less emphasis on that big sponsors box that was in the top right corner. It's moved down. So that's nice. And they have, I noticed that they have a nice little OSCON badge we're exhibiting July 19th through 23rd.
Less intrusive than that vertical one they had before. Yeah, the early version of this I saw and I was very critical of. But there were a number of differences that they've made since then. Which are, I think, are more of improvements. And now that I'm looking closer at this, the original one, instead of those four icons, they had three of them, and they were huge. They took up pretty much the entire screen. Those would be the three on the right. And I think they had less specific names. Like the one with the gears was customize and share. You know, someone, and I try to take homepage views, is mainly trying to cater to people who are brand new to PHPBB, because people who are familiar with PHPBB, I don't know about you, but most often I go direct to the community forums. I don't really spend a whole lot of time looking at the other pages on the site. I thought those buttons were huge and B were misleading, and I was kind of reluctant to see the introductory text that was on the old version of the homepage go away.
That is a little bit of a shame, because that introductory text definitely is, you know, it gives a nice little summary of what exactly PHPPB is.
Yeah.
So, and not having that there, it is a small bummer, but, you know.
I think their concern had a little bit to do with white space. Well, not what I thought, with there being a lot of text. Although I will point out, though, I think this has a little more text now that they have a little bit of the introductory copy out of the announcements and blog posts.
Yeah, I do like having more of the announcements and blog posts listed there. I mean, they have seven.
Yeah, I was a little hesitant about seeing them combining them under one header, only because I think that the announcements and blogs have kind of formulated to serve different purposes very much. Announcements are much more, you know, site announcements, and blog posts, with a few notable exceptions in the past, have been used for really extra things that are not as critical for, you know, people to use. And even then, announcements and blogs are not going to be important at all to people who are brand new on the site. The original PHPPV2 based site had the announcements stuffed over in the left hand sidebar. So it was really not of interest to someone who's new on the site.
Yeah, I really would like to see them do a lot more blog posts. I know Jelly Donut's probably been one of the most active posters on the blog, but I mean, you got a lot of team members, and everybody knows how to write. I mean, that's what they do all day on the forums.
That's what forums are for, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Forums are for blogging. No.
You know, so it would be nicer, and I know WG Eric, when I was part of the team, he was trying to get everybody to do more writing and stuff, and sometimes it was just kind of hard to figure out exactly. You know, it's like, okay, what do I write for PHPPB? You know, what do you people want to know? And you know, some of the people who have been posting on the blogs, Jelly Donut and Naderman, are one of the two biggest contributors, and Batty, I think, is another one.
Batty's a good contributor, yeah.
Yeah, but you definitely would want to see that you know any user can actually post something on the blog. You can, you know, create a blog post that you think would be relevant, and then send it to one of the team leaders, and then they would post it on the blog. So that's happened a couple of times, but I definitely would like to see that increase a little bit more, because I think the blog would be a really, you know, that is probably one of the more interesting things to read within PHPPB, aside from the announcements.
Yeah. So I will say, though, that the new versions of the buttons are actually now a lot better. They're smaller, so they aren't overwhelming. Before, it was just like the icons, they don't mean a whole lot, I think, and they were just overpowering. And now the subtitles are a lot better. They added a What is PHPBB button, so at least someone who wants to find out can reasonably go there. They'll see the About page. I do think that the About page now needs a bit of a rewrite because
I agree.
It's not entirely clear on what it does. Get started, takes you straight to the Downloads page. So, yeah. I don't know. It might be nice if it was just a little clearer. I mean, there's a link to the quick start guide, but maybe it's a little more information, like requirements and stuff. I don't know. But, I mean, it works. Enhance PHPBB takes you to the customizations database, obvious. And contribute to PHPBB takes you to get involved. Now, the only thing I will hesitate on is it specifically goes to the get involved page under development, which is very limited. It talks about how to submit patches, which, as we all know, is only one of the many ways you can contribute to PHPBB.
Probably one of the biggest ways people actually contribute to PHPBB is being on the forums.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, automatically when I saw Get Involved, I figured that it would be about, you know, either creating mods or being on the forums, creating mods, and third, actually being involved with the development of PHPBB. I mean, it makes sense, but still, it's, you know, the community is actually the integral part of PHPBB, people actually getting involved. Mm-hmm. And from there, people generally contribute by either creating a mod or patches or you know, other things with development.
Yeah. So overall, I'd say from the preview version is a lot better than that. Certainly, I will say the announcements and blog makes a little more sense having more than three there. So that's a bit of improvement. They have, looks like, the latest 7. I don't know where they got that number from, other than maybe it fits with the size of the sponsors and the other buttons on the right. Obviously, they have the nice smaller Liberty Evasion buttons, OSCON buttons, so they fit in a lot better, those two things. I would wonder what happens when those buttons disappear, what's going to go in their place, so maybe the homepage will get smaller after that, who knows. But overall, I think it works well. My two main complaints will be, one, and this is critical, I really think they need a new page for the contribute to PHPBB.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be more, because there's more to contributing to PHPBB than just creating patches. That's a very small part, and quite frankly, most people are going to click on that, and they'll see patches, and they will get scared, because that really is for people who are really good coders, and there's so many more places for PHPBB users than that. So, that is critical. My second is not less important. I do feel that the About section could be probably use a bit of rewording. It was last written in about 3 years ago. It probably could be clarified a little bit in terms of, I mean, just in terms of like what it does, rather than saying, you know, millions of people use PHPBB on a daily basis, making the most widely used open source bulletin board system in the world, blah-de-blah-de-blah. You know, I think a lot of people now I think bulletin boards are falling even less into vogue these days, and a lot of people do not quite understand, you know, what is a bulletin board used for? I think, you know, PHPBB is increasingly fighting against just more traditional other social networking sites. And while bulletin boards have been around longer than Facebook or Twitter or things like that, I think it's really going to see much more competition to those and blogs and other things like that in that area. So they need to offer us a little bit more real-world scenarios. You know, what would you use a bulletin board for? What does it do? What are some of the things it offers you? I think that is a lot more critical for being able to explain what PHPBB is. And that's what should go on the About section, what is PHPBB button links to.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Couple notes. Sam T says that the contribute to PHPBB is actually being worked on, or they're getting involved, I should say, is actually being worked on.
Good.
And Sneaky Simeon says that bulletin boards aren't going anywhere, and that could take on a number of meanings.
I'm not saying that they're going anywhere, but I'm saying that a lot more people have kind of had a bit of a shift in what they see, and so I think it might be worth making available a bit more clearer description of where bulletin boards fit in. We don't need that as much these days with blogs, because pretty much most people will know what a blog is, but bulletin boards are a little more awkward. It needs a little bit more, I think, a little bit of explanation for people who are like, okay, what does a bulletin board do? Because, you know, a lot of people, the only bulletin board they know is the thing that has cork and goes up on a wall. Not a Facebook wall, a real wall.
And there's actually a topic on the discussion forums, or the general discussion forums, about news groups.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically
That's a big competitor to bulletin boards, yeah.
Well, no, the death of news groups. Like you said, I just saw this, a particular topic.
Really? I've seen them.
And causes Microsoft to kill news groups or something like that. And found it quite interesting and relevant since we developed forum software. Hmm. Some 2,000 public and 2,200 private news groups devoted to and managed by Microsoft support are going to be phased out in favor of forums because of news group spam. Which is kind of interesting because, you know, the forums are certainly not immune to spam. And that's what David IQ says. He says forum software is not immune to spam either, but what makes it so different from a news group in this regard? And will forum software end up having the same fate, doomed to be replaced by the likes of social networking style postings or something else like Google Wave?
Not until Google gets their act together. I don't think it'll be replaced with Google Wave anytime soon, but
yeah, now it's kind of interesting. Somebody did say recently that the Google Wave actually looks good compared to their private release that they did back when I joined. That was their private, they released it to a select people, and I thought it was extremely underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
They basically killed my enthusiasm over it as I got to actually try it out.
Yeah.
And I imagine that others probably went through the same thing.
I thought about getting into it, but then I heard all the negative reviews and like, yeah, not worth wasting my time. I don't have time to waste learning a new system.
Yeah.
I love how they say that they're trying to, you know, replace email. But I really think that that's kind of like saying they're going to replace the steering wheel. People love the steering wheel. They know how to use the steering wheel. It may not be the most efficient thing, but they know how to use it. They're not going to switch away very easily.
It certainly is simple.
Yes.
You know, and as soon as you get away from simple,
keep it simple, stupid. That's the idea.
Yeah. And, you know, I know what they were trying to keep it kind of simple, but it had the kind of interface that was kind of like, huh? You know, I mean, even for some of us developers, it was kind of looking at it going, okay, well, what's the usefulness of this, really? So,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. It'll be limited unless they really change it around a lot more.
It might catch on. Wikis took a while to catch on, but they're catching on. You know, people are starting to find their usefulness, so who knows? Oh, yeah. My last little suggestion for the new homepage. This is probably the most minor suggestion, so the other two I think are more important. But I do feel that I like having the download link in the header. It would look a lot cooler if that was consistent across the entire site rather than only available on the homepage. That would be my last suggestion. I know they have a bunch of different backgrounds to deal with, but I still feel like it'd be good to have there. If it's there on the homepage, it feels like I like consistency of design, and I feel like the header should be more consistent across the entire site. So that'd be my last suggestion. But I think it's a good idea.
There you have it.
Yeah, it'll probably look a little bit better when we don't have this PL1 attached to the end of it, because then it's kind of like, well, what the heck is 3.7-PL1? A lot of people are kind of confused, I would think, by that. It's just weird. It'll look, when it just says download 3.0.8, that header will suddenly look a lot smaller than it is now.
So, how long has it been? It's been since March, since the release of PL1, right?
It's got to be. It's not been recent.
Yeah.
Yeah, March 5th. It's been over 3 months since 3.7 PL1 came out. That's I mean, I get why it's there, but it is just a little bit awkward to look at. You Not readily obvious what that is.
So says Douglas. There you go.
What I'm kind of wondering is what's going to happen when we start once again having two versions to support. We'll probably be seeing by the end of the year is the prediction 3.1 coming out, but they're going to be continuing to support 3.0 for at least the following 6 to 9 months. And of course, when there's RC versions, so then I'd be curious. Well, which one is going to be up there? Are they going to put two links up there? I wonder how that's going to work.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, there are other projects that have had that have two different versions of software. I mean, the Doctrine project actually comes immediately to mind because the Doctrine project has two. You know, they have their the version, which is 1.2, and then they have their other version trying to get people to download and use, which is a 2.0 beta 1.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so they actually just list those on the download page, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a possibility. And certainly when during 2007, when PHPBB was straggling two versions. That was back when they had the links on the right hand side of this homepage. And one was green, one was blue, I seem to recall. And they had one download stable release that was PHPBB2, and the download release candidate that was PHPBB3. So they had two download links. Though it might be a little more interesting to see if they would do that again with having the download link now up in the header, unless they wanted to invade the header with a second link.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be kind of interested to see how that... Of course, I'm sure they'll cross that bridge when they come to it. We still have at least 2 or 3 months left until we even can think about seeing a beta or RC of 3.1.
An easy way to solve it would be just download PHPBB. And that button, you know, that prominent thing would actually take you to the download page where they would show you the two different versions.
And that's what it does anyway. That just takes you to the download/olympus.php page, which is the same as the get started with PHP does. There's already a downloads link in the nav bar that can then have a pop-up to latest version, and it takes you to that same page. So there's pretty much, having it up in the header is almost superfluous. Because you already have so many ways of getting to it. You just go to downloads.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and of course it's only there on the homepage, which I feel like it loses its consistency. It almost would make more sense to have it there on the whole site, like I said. Because when you get on the rest of the site, then you only have one place to go for downloads, which is, of course, the nav bar.
Mm-hmm.
But then it has its own pop-up menu and... It literally just takes it almost all of the same pages. So yeah, I don't know. It's a good step. There's some things that need to be improved, but they have certainly been improving some things. Like for example, that change to the OSCON button, that just happened today, I think, because I looked at this yesterday and they still had the old, you know, vertical one that looks kind of out of place. So that's I see they're still making improvements.
Yeah, they are. That they are. And that's comes with having a pretty active team. So that's good.
Thanks for joining us on Website Critics Weekly.
Now if we could just get the development team to start working on 3.1, we'd be good.
I thought they are. I thought they were. There's this feature freeze date. It's July 18th. It's a month and a week away.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be done with whatever features you want. So.
And I'm watching the commit emails and wondering where everything is.
I guess. They better not extend... I mean, I can see them extending it from May 31 to July 18th. That made sense. But if they're going to extend it again beyond July 18th, then I'm going to say, you know what, this is just old news. What's the point of having a feature freeze date if you're just going to keep extending it? So they've used up their one extension that I will allow them. Before I declare that they are still back on their old it'll be done when it's done ways.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. Some other popular software, they'll have like a normal release schedule.
Yep.
And I would kind of like to see PHPBB go that route.
Yep.
But you would have to have a pretty regular development schedule, you know, as far as, you know, contributing, you know, developers continuously contributing to do that sort of thing.
PHPBB's release schedule has been more like, we'll release a point release about every time that, like WordPress, for example, does a major release or so. It has been 3 months since our last point release. You know, it's been very we're 2.5 years in now, so the clock is starting to tick again. We don't want to be
Douglas is getting impatient. We're getting impatient for that news to start talking about the next version.
Yeah,
we are
hype. We are media. We feed on hype. Feed the beast.
The media beast.
Let's move on. This is interesting. I wish I could have gotten Josh Woody, a Jelly Donut, to come join us, partly because of the Automod release and also because of this little morsel, a blog post that he posted 2 weeks ago that about his recent, well, fairly recent trip to Tech 10 Chicago. And he was there kind of representing PHPBB, and he made a very interesting blog post with kind of a couple of interesting conclusions, including one about Jira, which I don't think you're going to like very much, David. But
okay.
But he has a nice bullet point list of some interesting claims that he kind of found based on his trip there, and I think it's worth to know. One of the things he heard about was, and I've had a chance to try this a little bit, the date time functions that are in PHP 5.2, and especially the power of the date time class is pretty awesome, which will also help with the 2038 problem. Of course, the 2038 being the date, the year when the Unix timestamp will exceed 32-bit, I think. I think that's it. So if anyone on 32-bit machines will be stuck in 2038 whenever we get there.
You know, so I'll read that paragraph that he talks about, Jira.
Yeah. Oh, no, come on. I was going in order.
Okay. Yeah.
Date time. Have you been to try date time much?
Oh, yes. Well, no. I haven't.
I have a little bit.
I knew it was there, but no, I haven't really tried it.
It's really nice.
I should, looking at this, like, it's easy to forget it, actually, because of the way that that dates and times were handled previous to PHP 5.2, but it's kind of, it's easy to forget that that's there. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, hey, use that feature. That class is there for a reason, and it can be a lot easier to use in a class.
Yeah, it's hard. I've had a hard time figuring out the PHP.net documentation on it, but there's a number of wrapper functions that it also is available, even if you don't use it in a class form. But it's really nice for being able to take dates and times in really many different formats that are kind of hard for PHP's other older functions to correctly interpret without you doing a bunch of regular expression crap beforehand. I hate regular expressions with a passion. So...
Oh. They're a beautiful thing. Life could not go on without them.
I'm sure life could not go on without them, but I do not want to create one.
There's the inevitable phone call.
It hasn't rung at all during the past 2 weeks, David. Just FYI.
That's because it only rings during the show.
Exactamundo. No, it's been ringing off the hook the last 2 days. But, I really found the date-time functions really nice, being able to work very well with multiple time zones as well, in addition to, of course, being able to interpret dates in different formats, be able to spit them out in other formats, create dates in the future, and of course, like I said, whenever we get to the point 28 years from now, when Unix time, when we have so many seconds since the Unix epoch, then we will be good to go. Of course, by then I would think everyone would be on 64-bit machines by then, based on the speed we're going. I mean. That's 28 years that the Unix timestamp will exceed 32-bit. But remember, we didn't even get a 32-bit processor until less than 28 years ago. So now we're mostly 64. So I don't know, or maybe I misunderstand what the 2038 problem is.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was just reading the regular expression comic that, Sam T just posted.
Let's see. What is the... Let's look this up. The year 2038 problem, also known as the Unix Millennium Bug, Y2K38 by analogy, will cause some computer software to fail before or in the year 2038.
Mm-hmm.
Affects all software and systems that store system time as a signed 32-bit integer. And interpret this number as the number of seconds since midnight UTC on January 1, 1970. The farthest time that can be written in this way is 3:14:07 UTC on Tuesday, January 19, 2038.
You know, if we still have 32-bit computers by the year 2038,
yeah,
we have a serious problem on our hands. That's 28 years from now.
We didn't have 32-bit computers yet 28 years ago. I think the first 32-bit computer was the Macintosh in 1984. 28 years ago was 1982.
Yes, and hopefully we'll have 128-bit by the time we actually... Actually, 28 years from now, I mean, you think about it.
Maybe. Processors are slowing. Processor development has been slowing down dramatically, so... But
yeah. Perhaps. Yeah. But now you have, like, the new Intel chips are... pretty amazing what they're able to do with, like, they're starting to make a cloud computer on one computer. Did you read about that?
Yeah, but actually, David, I'm going to read this article. Using 64-bit integers, the new wraparound date is over 20 times greater than the present age of the universe. Approximately 292 billion years from now, on Sunday, December 4th, 292,277,026,596 AD. Using a 64-bit integer, that's when the world will break off.
That's when the world will end, just so everybody knows.
292, well, that's older than the world is itself. 292 billion years from now, 20 times greater than the present age of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So... 64-bit is not a problem.
Not a problem at all.
Of course, some all other proposals have been made that stores other milliseconds or microseconds since the epoch. That would provide a minimum of 300,000 years range. So, they're also looking at how to deal with leap seconds.
So you're saying 64-bit will be sufficient, huh?
Yeah. So we'll be fine with 64-bit.
Okay. If you say so. Yeah. Yeah, we have a good 28 years to worry about upgrading to 64-bit computers, so we should be fine by then.
Yes. Especially since we already have date time. So, there you go. Maybe by then... we'll have all of our web hosts using PHP 5.3.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. We don't know. Maybe. You know how slow they are. Let's see. What else? The second, he went to a number of talks by various people. I don't know these names, so I'm not going to mention them. But pretty much it's concluded as that Git is here to stay.
Yes.
He said a lot of the conference attendees are trying to move their projects to Git. There was a keynote on Thursday and included PHPBB in his listing of open source projects driving the move to Git. How about that?
That was actually surprising, unexpected.
Yeah, weird. PHPBB is driving the move to Git. And it's probably good because I feel like it's Nils that's driving and he has everyone kind of like yanking along this by a rope in the background, whining and crying the whole time.
You see all these little birdies told him. On his Twitter.
How are people getting used to? Are people getting used to Git? Because like when they were doing this move, you were saying, David, that it's a very hard system to learn.
If you're on Windows, it's a problem only if you're on Windows.
So they should switch to Mac.
See, developers will be fine.
Okay.
Regardless of what system they're on. There are going to be a lot of people who are on Windows where they will have trouble with Git. But, yeah, and like Snakey Simeon says, the learning curve is steep, but once you learn it, it is pretty good. It is so much more powerful. In some weird ways, it's actually kind of like Jira, really, where Jira, okay, Git, to sum it up, Git's docs are confusing for the average user.
Uh-huh.
The error messages are vague at best.
Uh-huh.
That's really the biggest problem. They're so vague, people are like, what the heck? What is that supposed to mean?
Makes it perfect for PHPBB. Oh, just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Our docs are all right.
You know, the error messages that pull up in Git, you know, and then you have to commonly grab a Git error message and go search for it to say, okay, what in the world does this error message mean? It doesn't, you know, it's
so
like,
wouldn't it
it's sort of like
developers of Git to fix that?
They should eventually, hopefully. You know, it's one of those error. I don't know if you've seen the random error messages from Microsoft, like, you know, it has all this error code and then it says you aren't expected to understand this. And so that's sort of what's going on with Git. So you have the vague error messages, the steep learning curve, which is, you know, it's quite a bit different, really, from SVN. And everybody had sort of gotten used to the way CVS and SVN worked. And Git doesn't work in the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's certainly something different to get used to. But, yeah. But it is such a much better system that once people do learn it, they will never go back to an SVN or CVS. Seriously, because it can do so much more. It's so much more powerful, and it can handle so much bigger repositories. Like if you've ever tried to combine a Magento and a WordPress, your head might explode in SVN. But in Git, it's definitely much easier to control, much easier to manage.
Mm-hmm. You know, it does just seem a little surprising that this move is happening now, because we literally, it feels like the open source community just finished moving stuff over to
SVN, right?
Like
yeah.
2 years ago or so, maybe.
Yeah, now what will happen in 2 years from now?
It'll go the way of CVS?
There'll be Git 2? I don't know.
Git 2? Or people will move away from Git to Got, I guess.
Well, we're up to Git 1.7 already.
Uh-huh.
So, we might have Git 2.
Be interesting to see. Maybe PHPBB 4 will be almost ready for beta by then. Welcome to Pessimists Weekly. Anywho, so Git is here to stay. APHPBB. This is interesting. I'm not familiar with this, but he saw a thing about hip hop for PHP, a technology created by Facebook and open source for anyone to use, essentially compiles PHP into C++ for performance. And this is from Scott McVicar. I did not say that right. He's now at Facebook, but was formerly of vBulletin. He had a conversation about the future of bulletin boards. The name of the game is doing it better, not about doing more. And Josh says he's looking forward to the day that someone compiles PHP using hip hop and reports their performance gains. So do you know anything about hip hop, or do I have to do a Google search?
Well, you just can click on the link and actually go to the GitHub for Facebook.
Oops.
Because they have the hip-hop PHP, or they have the hip-hop PHP right there. It's interesting. I hadn't thought that would be possible, actually. So it's...
Based on what you know about these, what would be the benefits, really, of compiling PHP into C++?
Well, it's going to be a whole heck of a lot faster because C++ is a much, much faster language than PHP is. It's because PHP is an interpreted language. Mm-hmm. C++ is it's not. It's you know, C advanced, basically.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That would be really interesting.
Trains over to C++, does that mean it then runs off of a computer? It doesn't sound like a web app anymore. Unless it's some way of running C++ code off of a web server.
Well, yeah, it's still going to be able to... It's still going to be able to be run because there are a lot of sites that are actually developed in C++. As far as how that works, I don't actually know. I'd have to do some research and find out because I'm not familiar with doing it that way. So I could not offer much expertise in that area yet.
I know. We'll have to... Well, David, you and I are jazz. We don't fans. We're not big on hip hop. So.
Yeah. Well, Sam says it best. C++ is binary. PHP is parsed in real time. So PHP is compiled in real time. Is actually what I think he means.
Mm. Complex stuff. So I won't worry about it. Okay. Well, someone, please, someone do that.
Someone please compile PHPB into C++ so that we can see how it goes.
Yeah, that works. We'll even do it live on the show. That'd be fun. All right, now, David, get ready for Pits and Neils. Jira is successfully used in other open source projects. Josh spoke with Matthew Ware O'Finney, I don't know any of these people, project lead of Zend Framework, who says that they've been very happy with Jira. He was surprised that he was able to talk with him on an intelligent level about it because Zend Framework has used it for years, and PHPB has used it for just a couple of months. Unfortunately, in tech, very few of the front-end open-source projects were represented. For example, I don't know of anyone in attendance who has submitted code to Drupal, WordPress, Joomla, MyBB, or Magento. There were, however, numerous framework developers running about. Jira sounds to be pretty popular.
Well, see, Jira is excellent, and I've always said this, is excellent.
Really?
For your development team. If you have a development team that's working on a project, Jira has all the features that you would need.
Uh-huh.
It's great for that. Jira's problem is it's not meant for the average user. It's not good. I mean, okay, PHBBB, internally, their development team, everybody who's on the team and is contributing to the project in a development sort of fashion, Jira, that's great. They can use that, and it has everything that they need. Jira is not going to be for the average user, the person who finds a bug in PHPB and wants to go report it, the other person who just sort of wants to contribute to PHPB and is not maybe a serious developer, but maybe more of a designer, or you have somebody who is... beginning programmers and stuff like that. It's just, as an overall bug tracker for the entire project, I say it's not so good. Now, everybody who uses PHPBB, who are they? They're end users, they're moms and dads, they're all these people who want their own sites, people who are not developers, people who aren't even designers. They're using PHPBB because they want to communicate with their customers or they want to, just start a discussion forum for their site. Those are the users of PHPBB. Who are the users of Zend Framework? The users of Zend Framework are developers. They're I use Zend Framework. You won't have moms and pops using Zend Framework. You don't have the end users, the grandmas and whatnot. They don't use Zend Framework.
They're not familiar with Zend Framework is. I have an idea.
Zend Framework is a PHP. It's a library. It's actually not really a true framework, but it's a library of classes that people can use to make development easier. Like, for example, PHPBB is switching to Symfony.
Mm-hmm.
Symfony is a PHP framework.
Yes.
And it's actually a true framework where you can build a site off of that particular framework, and that's for developers also. Symfony is for developers. Doctrine is for developers. Zend Framework is for developers. PHPBB is for end users. It's a totally different...
PHPBB is using a framework in PHPBB before.
Right. The developers for PHPBB are the users of software like Zend Framework.
Uh-huh.
So, it's the developers that use Zend, the end users that use PHPBB. So your demographic is completely different, and that's where the problem is. The demographic is not the same. I mean, okay, Zura is going to be great for a symphony, for a doctrine, for a Zen framework, for a Yi or Lithium or CakePHP or all those different PHP frameworks, or even PHP PDT or even Eclipse. Jira is going to be great for those kinds of projects because everybody that uses them is developers. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you start using Jira for vBulletin users, PHPBB users, Magento users, WordPress users, all these different people, you have a problem because it's not that user-friendly. It's not really good for the end user. Now, not to say that they couldn't make an interface that would be perfect for that user base, but right now its user base is horrid for that sort of demographic, the end user demographic. It's not good for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But no, Jira itself is a great product. You know, it's relative.
Exactly.
It's subjective.
We'll have to see how the teams go about that.
You know, and I still don't understand why they're continuing to use it even after it was so clear that their user contributions on the bug tracker dropped off. It just completely dropped off.
Uh-huh.
And while the activity on the tracker has actually increased, it's been all developer activity. Mm. It's been, okay, you know, we do this with Assembla, and I talked about this before. Every time we are fixing a bug or are actually doing any kind of programming task, we file a ticket for that particular task, no matter what it is. And before, with PHPBB's internal bug tracking software, they didn't do that. They didn't file tickets for every single task that they did. It didn't make sense. And also, the bug tracker wasn't really meant to handle that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But Jira is, and Assembla is, and you know, PHPBB just needs to switch to a bug tracking system that's great for end users and great for the developers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I wish they would do. And it's kind of hard to imagine that they just continue. Basically, they're forcing all end users to have to use Jira if they want to report any bugs, and that's sad.
Oh. Okay.
Pessimistic Weekly.
Speaking of sad stuff, there's also the last bullet point, which I think is interesting. There's a some things never change. He tells people, I'm Josh, I work on PHPBB. His responses were, oh, that software gets hacked more often than blank. This is the take another look argument. It's nice to see open source projects represented at tech. I spent hours trying to integrate that with WordPress and failed. What's the deal with that? How's the transition from 2 to 3 going? How do you bear to work with that code?
Yeah, so that's kind of interesting. That's
here's common my favorite response. One. David, how is the transition from 2 to 3 going?
Oh, yeah, it's a real bear, I'll tell you.
A real birdie bear.
Yeah, a real birdie bear. That's been done a long time ago.
Yes, thank you. Even I've transitioned away from 2 now.
Somebody who made that statement is about 2 years behind on the news there.
Scott's news to fill them in.
How do you bear to work with that code? That's pretty tough. PHPBB, it depends on which code they're talking about. Obviously, if they're about 2 years behind, they're probably thinking PHPBB 2, which code was just horrid. PHPBB 3 code is better, but it's not great. You can easily work with the PHPBB 3 code. At this point, you know, I could ask that question too. How do we bear to work with the PHPBB 3 code? Because a lot of it does drive me nuts at this point. So that's actually my favorite one and most valid.
Okay.
Let's see. I spent hours trying to integrate PHPBB with WordPress and failed. What's the deal with that?
A lot of people
tried. All I can say is, what? What on earth? Did they look for a bridge? I don't know. That's a hard one to answer.
I don't know if there's a good... I mean, there's a number of solutions, but I haven't seen one that acts like a true bridge yet.
Yeah,
we had the WordPress United guy on at one time, but that's not as much of a bridge. It tries to be more of a template bridge. But
yeah, well, Sam T points out, what's to integrate? Maybe the users? I don't know.
Primarily the users.
But still... the thing with WordPress, to comment, you don't have to be registered to comment.
Unless you require that, yes.
Yeah, unless you require that, yeah, but how many blogs actually do that?
I mean, I can see where a bridge, if I would happen, and it'd be nice if I had time sometime to try to make one if I knew how to work with it. But I can see where it would occur.
Yeah,
if someone we probably require, you know, certain things to be set up, like you have. But I could see, like, if someone registers on PHPBB, probably would make it through PHPBB because PHPBB has more options and actually has a better front-facing registration form. WordPress doesn't have a very good front-facing registration form. So they register in PHPBB, and then anything that is identical in terms of, like, the user options on the WordPress side gets copied over, and be able to then come up with a way of, you know, unifying that a little bit. But that way, those people will have a user account that is also set up on the WordPress side, and then therefore make a comment through there. But then at the same time, if enabled by the WordPress admin, anonymous users can also be able to comment on there. But anonymous users commenting will be completely separate from the PHP part. It's just the user accounts. Because if someone has a user account, they can then also comment. The difference is they don't have to enter name, email, and website every time because all that information is already included.
Yeah, well,
I could see a viable bridge between WordPress and PHPBB working. I could see that happening.
Here might be a good example of what you could do if you integrated WordPress and PHPBB.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to, basically, every blog post is like a topic, and therefore people could discuss that particular blog post.
Yeah.
Whereas, as blog posts are right now, everybody can comment on it, but it's not a discussion forum.
Yes.
You know, and it's not used that way. So certainly integrating PHPBB with WordPress would achieve, you know, you could theoretically achieve that sort of functionality.
There's different levels of integration I could see happening. With one I just described is would be a very basic bridge. There's literally just a user's bridge. That's all there is. That what I described. But you can do things where, you know, you can be able to try to find a way to bridge posts between two. And I think there's some tools out there that have done some efforts to bridge so that if you make a post in WordPress, it'll all show up in a particular form in PHPBB, or having sidebar widgets in WordPress that shows PHPBB posts, for example. And quite frankly, now with the multi-site version of integration with WordPress.0 coming out, you could even do a setup where people who sign up on one can get your own blog. And that, and on the multi-site version of WordPress, that has a much better registration form, a la WordPress.com. So I could see a good integration of from a very light to a very deep integration with WordPress with PHPBB happening.
And it could definitely be very beneficial, you know.
And if I knew how to work on that stuff and had time, I would work on that, because I think it would be a great idea. I actually might have the chance to work on that, because I might be on that site I'm getting paid for. They had at a time forums. I don't recall if they were PHPBB or something else, but they had forums. They didn't go very far, but then maybe they'll try that again. In which case, maybe I'll get to try to. If that happens, I'll just say I'll use my 15 hours a week that I have to work on that stuff to see if I can make that happen. I think it's an effort.
Yeah. You know, there was actually kind of some interesting comments on that particular blog post.
Yeah.
One by Desdenova.
Mm-hmm.
The inevitable pessimistic response. I don't think PHPBB can be fully compiled and work seamlessly using HipHop. Last I knew, HipHop does not implement every function that is included in PHP, which includes eval, which is used in the template parsing engine. Josh replies, "You're right, eval is not implemented, but I doubt that would be a blocking issue. Compile the templates outside of HipHop and include it once you go into the HipHop environment." And Bantu posts for HipHop and PHPBB, check out Colin Walsh, that's Brainy.
Yeah.
He has...
he's tried this.
He's doing it. He is actually... I guess he's working on it. His last commit 3 days ago. First attempt at hip-hop compatibility. Still need to... So, he's actually trying it now.
Nice.
That's kind of interesting.
We'll have to see what happens.
Keith Casey from...
I'll have to find some hip-hop music.
Yeah. Keith Casey, find some good hip hop software. There's a real challenge. All right, Keith Casey from CaseySoftware.com, who he says, "Hey, I'm one of the guys that said something about, or something along the lines of, it's nice to see open source projects represented at tech. As I'm one of those guys also, I originally started attending conferences after I joined the Dot Project team. We've since forked to form Web2 Project, but the point stands." Hmm. "And in general, the community doesn't have a favorable opinion of PHBBB, or really any successful project. There are Drupal haters, WordPress haters, etc., etc. More than anything, I think many of the projects are in their own world and don't keep an eye on best practices. And then on the flip side, the core community doesn't interact with projects to determine what functionality could be useful. Regardless, welcome. Happy to have you on board."
Absolutely. I think this is something we talked about a bit when we were at last year's AuthConvasion. And we were noting, you know, that certainly one of the deficiencies of PHBB is reaching out to the other parts of the community. We saw at the Drupal booth, they had their own, you know, guy who was like in charge of, you know, community outreach and stuff like that.
Yeah, PHBB has missed that since its inception 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, it just has not really existed. And they're finally sort of tenderly reaching out.
Slightly, but it's like, still very much within their own walls. You know,
It's something I would like to see more of. I think Oscon's
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. That was my worst Reagan impression ever.
That was your worst regular expression? Yeah.
Reagan impression. Oh, and of course, how about this one? Last little bit, you know, the presumption that we will touch on before we close the show out. Oh, that software that gets hacked more often than blank.
Yeah, this is the one that I've encountered a lot.
Yeah.
Because this prompted me to ask, is it better to rename the software to something else? Because it had gained such a bad reputation after 2005 that I think PHBB lost a lot of its potential demographic.
Yeah.
That the name would never get back because it's synonymous with bad security. And, mm-hmm. You know, people are like, okay, well, bad security. You know, it's, so when somebody hears the name PHBBB, the key catchphrase that comes to mind, bad security. So that's really difficult to overcome. The only way that you can truly overcome that is by actually changing the name of the software.
You think that's in the cards?
You know, I don't think so right now. You know, it was discussed previously, and you know, it was a question that came up, and it drew some interest because of that issue, but it was also a question of, well, what in the world do you rename it to? And nobody could really come to an agreement or figure that one out. So everybody sort of just left it at PHBB. And so I don't know.
I'm glad they're not changing it. I'd have to buy a new domain name for the show.
You know, the thing is, PHBB, it's five syllables.
Yes.
Yeah, it's five syllables. Whereas, you know, you have Joomla.
Four of them rhyme.
Joomla is true. Drupal is two. WordPress is two. You have a lot of really other popular software. GitHub is two. Assembler.
Could always go to that guy who was going. This is the old story from like early 2006. The guy on Area 51 who said he was going to fork it and create FOPBAMB.
FOPBAMB.
Right? Call it that. FOPBAMB. That works.
Jeff says, "Oh, here we go with the syllables again." Yeah. Well, I mean, think about this: Yahoo, too. Amazon is three, but
Google, yeah.
Google, too. You know, Apple. So you have a lot of very, very successful pieces of software which are two syllables. Okay, PHBB. I guess it's also popular too, but it's hard to say compared to.
How many times you listen to the show?
It sounds like we're stuttering when we're saying PHBBB.
PHBBB. We should just go through and create like a montage video every time we have not correctly pronounced PHBBB on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good. All right. But that's it's an interesting look at it's good to see. Thanks to Josh for taking the time to go to that conference and sharing the thoughts with us, because I think these are all good things to keep in mind as we are looking forward, looking ahead towards the future.
Sam, how would you pronounce PHPPP? You could, if you were to word it, you would be FBA.
FBA. FBA. Okay, that works. I guess so. So, the other thing we were going to talk about today was HTML5, but we are going to pass on that because we are running a little low on time. I do want to have this discussion, though, because especially with Apple making this such a big deal about HTML5, but it isn't quite everything that Apple says it is. And there's some good I think there's a really good discussion about, you know, kind of where
Apple doesn't invent HTML5.
No, they don't. And they a lot of ways they're trying to claim to. So we'll have to. I think it'd be a great.
We're gonna destroy some Apple myths next week.
Oh, I think that's coming from a bunch of Mac users. I don't know if that'll be next week though, because we'll have a couple, maybe later on in June, later in the summer, we'll get to that. Let's get to the modest style of the week.
Yeah, stay tuned. Stay tuned for the destroy Apple myths.
Oh, episode. The entire team will be here to hear us destroy Apple.
Yes, absolutely.
So. I picked the modern style of the week 2 weeks ago during our first attempt to do PHPPP Weekly, episode 151, or FPB Weekly.
Sam says, wait, we need to see that link, so...
Coming! Oh, what is it?
Oh, well, hey, we're not talking about HTML5 this week, so...
Hold that thought. Okay. Mod of the week. Separate login and username by... Acceleration. This is an interesting mod. It allows suppose you have a site, you don't want people to change, you want to allow people to change their username, but you don't want to have, I don't know, but it's kind of actually similar to WordPress in a way, where WordPress assigns you, when you register, you get a certain login name, and you have to keep that login name. You can never change it. But you can, in addition to changing your real name, you can also change a display name or a nickname for yourself. This is the same idea. It allows you to keep the same login name, but you can change the publicly displayable username to whatever you like. This way, users will not forget what their login name was if you are allowing username permissions to be changed.
That's weird.
What's weird?
It's just confusing. I mean, you think about it. Nothing bad about the mod, but it's just confusing the way that's working out. I mean, because it's like, okay, you're separating the login and your username. Which one are you changing? Are you allowing the username change or the login change? If the login stays the same, the username changes differs.
Yeah. That makes sense, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. But now that you're allowing the username change and you can change your username. So,
well, it does point out that there is a nice layer of security. If someone tries to access the user account using a publicly displayable username, they will fail. So, because the login name will be obviously different.
That's true.
Assuming that a user has a different username than their login name is.
Yeah, that's true. But then you have PHPPP used to have it where people would actually change their usernames a lot.
Yeah.
And it got really messy and confusing. But,
PHPPP.com doesn't allow that anymore unless you make a very extra special request. Like, I got my username changed recently.
Yeah, and their automatic reply is request denied. Actually.
Mine was approved. They
yay, they, that's not I am, bad. I am that's web, not bad.
Fountain of Apples is dead.
Whoa.
I am WebMax37 everywhere now.
It's no longer the of usernames that are doing podcasts.
It doesn't work anymore. No more prepositional phrases in our usernames.
Well, there we go.
You still have it.
Okay. Anyway, the mod. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. If it suits your fancy, and like I said, you know, this is kind of how WordPress works. So, there you go. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if a bridge with WordPress kind of had to require this, because that would make a big help for synchronizing information between the two systems. So, There you
go.
The
only problem that I had with it, and then I'm King David replied about, was the fact that you could change your name and people wouldn't be able to, who is this guy?
Well,
know who you are, even though you've been talking about.
You can do that anyway if you have username changes turned on. So
that's absolutely right.
It's not an issue with the mod. It's an issue with how you set it up. I even think you have on Star Trek Guide. I thought you had changeable usernames on there.
Oh no. Mm-mm.
No. There's some site I remember.
No, it's we have a real name. You can change your real name, but that's displayed underneath your login name.
Yeah, I love how you cannot change your username, but you're free to change your real name if you want. The one thing that is literally on your, you know.
Yeah, well, see, you know, your login name truly identifies you, you know, as far as recognition goes.
Yeah, it's just I love how the web internet has become like the opposite of reality. You cannot change your fake name, but you can change your real name.
There you go.
Moving on. Our style of the week, once I get it pasted and remind myself what it was, is ID Launch Fresh by Freaky Blue.
Freaky Blue.
Freaky Blue. I think it's kind of a nice style. Has a good amount of white space. Has a nice header image, which apparently has its own, comes with its own arrows to emphasize how wide it is. Even though it's more of a fixed width theme. Has a nice little, glassy, aqua-ish interface. You have some nice
new icons.
Icons at the very top. It's easier to see, probably easier to see if you didn't have the PHPBB header on this styles demo, but you can, because it's easy to miss, but there are login FAQ on the top, and I'm sure when you're logged in, you actually see more things. And then a separate blue header, which you could for board index, so it actually could probably integrate pretty nicely. If you have a full site, you could probably go up and modify the navigation bar, certainly the blue ones, to be able to fit in better with your entire site. So that works pretty nicely, and then of course you have some nice custom icons for a very, very clean theme, and also collapsible information panel. I don't know why there are two different buttons for collapsing it and hiding it and showing it, but whatever. It's fairly self-explanatory.
Interesting.
Yeah, nice little bit of JavaScript in there, so it's a fairly nice style.
There you go.
ID launch fresh by Freaky Blue.
It's plain. Yes, I know it's plain.
It's plain, it's simple and freaky. That's our show for today, episode number 151, take 3. We did it. Check out our website.
Plain, simple, and freaky?
Yeah.
Is that the title of the show?
Oh. I don't know. I might have to do that because I'm not entirely sure how to spell FB. Check out our website, FBweekly.net. Also, check out our FB Weekly forum at StarTrekGuide.com. Or should I say, stick.com. And follow us at twitter.com/footballweekly. Our next live episode will be next Saturday, June 19th, Football Weekly 152. I'll just keep going doing this as long as you're laughing, David. starting at 1 p.m. Or 1700 Utka.
Samson, sounds like you're being subject to the Heimlich.
No, in all seriousness, next Saturday will be a big episode. We decided not to do something special this Thursday. This Thursday, of course, is the generally considered to be the 10th anniversary of PHPBB.
Generally.
It's considered the kind of like the day when James Atkinson, the Finn, had the twinkle in his eye to, rip off UBB and write it for PHP.
He had that bit of divine inspiration
on June 17th, 2000. Yes, and I say that because that's when June 17th, 2005 is when they wrote the 5th anniversary post. So, 10th anniversary is Thursday. We will be celebrating it on Saturday, June 19th. And please join. We are going to spend a nice little bit of time, going back through times past.
Sam, it will be your job to make sure that there is a 10th anniversary announcement.
Yes.
On phpbb.com. Flipba.com.
Thank you. Yep, at least com is easy to say. There might even be cake.
Cake.
It's an anniversary. It's a 10th anniversary. I got to bring something.
Mm-hmm.
If only I could ship it to you, David. I don't know if it'll work very well. You may have to make it your own.
You know how it will look when it gets here, right? Just imagine applying a heat gun to the cake.
Yeah, it won't be cake anymore. It'll be cookie. I don't know. So our 10th anniversary party next week. Thanks for listening. I think we should end the show now. So I'm Douglas Bell.
And beautiful Washington State, David Lewis.
And remember to think. And remember, I lost it. A successful community begins with you. Tag.
You are it.
See you next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.